Yes, I'm with Naima Jivani, child development psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. She's here to take your questions this morning for anything you want to ask her regarding your child, or indeed as a family and as parents, if you're looking for some help and support. And questions are starting to come in. We'll get to those in just a second. How is it for you as school has finished and now you've got your little darlings and keeping them entertained? But also, Naima, once that structure goes out of the day, so if you think of what for your children that are at school, you've got a time to get up, you've got meal times that are pretty much set, you've got that structure of taking children to school and then catching up with them afterwards, and homework and bedtime. So all of that kind of, and that's what kids like, you know, they like consistency and they like structure. But we also need a bit of fun and playtime and downtime. But now we're into the holidays where the children are at home and keeping them entertained. But not only that, how much does this time affect the family dynamic, so to speak?
Yeah, it absolutely does quite a lot. And you actually feel sorry for parents as summer starts and they're like, how do I keep my children engaged? And they're kind of stressing about it, and they have every right to be. That entire routine is now taken away. And parents do struggle with this, and it's perfectly normal for you as a parent to struggle with it. So, you know, don't be alarmed. One of the biggest, I think, relationship changes is because of this lack of routine, things start to become a little bit less formal. And then that's kind of important for a parent to keep in mind. If I do want my child to engage in extracurricular, extra learning during the summer and provide them with activities, does it have to be in a super formal way? Can
right.
I perhaps give it a little bit more sort of casualness around it?
Mm.
Not in terms of discipline or boundary breaking, but just in terms of, look, I'm going to give you 2 hours of extra activity that I want you to do for today. When you choose to do it is completely up to you, because it is the child's summer break, and the last thing you want to be able to do is get into a power struggle. But it is important, nevertheless, for parents to try and still instill a sense of routine. You know, I know parents of 23-year-olds that are still trying to a certain extent, say, listen, you're going to get 2 hours of PlayStation every day, and that's, you know, throughout the day, that's all you're allowed to use. You have to be able to go to your math class, the tutoring class, and, you know, X, Y, Z. And they try and give them a little bit of structure, because that's really what they need, especially children who are much more dependent on their parents.
For some, actually, their summer is pretty much mapped out. You know,
yeah,
there's summer
already.
Camps, there's so many activities. And so that time from school to then going into every day I'm being dropped off and I'm in a summer camp, for example,
yeah.
It's pretty full on, pretty busy, great. I mean, you know, really good idea.
Yeah.
But can we just be doing too much, you know, giving our children too much structure,
yeah.
too much activity? Is it, you know, how valuable is it for a child to have that time where they're just meandering around the house, or, you know, not knowing what they're going to do that day?
Yeah.
And it might be watching some TV, it might be playing on the, you know, PlayStation, it might just be, you know, playing some games, or just sort of ambling around. I mean, it's kind of okay for them to do that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And I think the ability to entertain themselves as children is a very important skill. You don't want to end up with children who constantly need to be stimulated and things need to constantly be structured for them, because to a certain extent, that's also crippling them, you know, especially, again, their sense of independence, their sense of, look, I feel like doing this at this time and I would like to do it, especially because it is my summer break.
Mm.
And all the more reason, the more casualness and the more sort of less structure you give them over summer, the more structured you can be over the school year, which is when you need most of that structure. So you're absolutely right in terms of allow the child, you know, 4 hours, 3 hours of just doing what it is that they want to be able to do. It's their summer at the end of the day, and they need some of that downtime so that academically and socially they can perform to their optimum come September.
I mean, okay, it's balance.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't
balance,
want them just
absolutely.
Sort of lying in till like midday every single day through summer. I don't know, though. I mean, I'm sort of going back to my summer breaks and remembering, obviously not as a younger child, but as a teenager. And it was that kind of lying in and just thinking, what am I going to do today? And going off and having a swim or, you know, watching DVDs. And it is, it's kind of a wonderful idea. And I think it is healthy for kids to have a bit of freedom, obviously monitored freedom, if you like.
Yeah.
But not to the point where the whole of their summer has been lying around and not really doing anything.
Absolutely. And this is where sort of extra tutoring comes in to a certain extent. You know that they're going into grade 8 next year. Try and subject them to some of these activities so that they're now approaching September with a little bit more confidence and a little bit more ease. Give them little things that you're expecting for to show up in the curriculum, so to speak. Keep them a little bit more on their toes.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. What a nice idea. If you know there's certain areas that maybe they need to work on or Absolutely. That's coming up in the next year, but not making it sound like work or school, Absolutely. But actually fun. And interesting, actually, a friend of mine who has a teenager mm-hmm. was concerned a little bit about really what he's going to be doing in the next few years with university and maybe leaving Dubai and how he'll adjust to being in a different country and how streetwise he is, for example. Yeah. So this summer, she's going to spend, just her and her son are going to have like 2 weeks in the UK and most of it in London, where they will get the tube and they will go to places and they'll be actually having fun. But it's also in her mind why she's doing it is to try and get him adjusted into the UK way of life. Yeah. So he's not like this alien being arriving in the big Londonium and, you know, phone getting stolen or, you know, and the fear, I think, that parents have of their children going off to university and thinking, gosh, they've grown up in Dubai and they have not a clue of what the big wide world is like and how they're going to cope with that.
That's such a great idea, because you often, you know, you only think of children having to adjust to nursery school, for example, or high school as they're transitioning from one grade to another. And parents go through a lot of preparation, a lot of psychological preparation. But what about university? Mm. You know, that child is still going to have to know how to get on and off the tube, how to schedule things before taking, you know, and that happens to a lot of us, especially, I mean, having grown up in Dubai, you're a little bit more sheltered than most kids. So when you get there, you're sort of drowning to a certain extent. So I think what your friend has done is wonderful. That 2 weeks where she's, you know, the adult is around to sort of handhold slash scaffold to a certain extent, but enough so that the child is actually experiencing the country, the city on their own feet.
It's an initiation. And it's a step forward to their giving them their independence, but it's all about that confidence. And then you want them to be safe.
Absolutely.
And the idea of kind of taking them and dropping them off at a university and coming back to Dubai and leaving them there and thinking, what do they know how to get around the city? Do they know how to get on a bus? Do they know how, you know, all of these things that they might have to deal with as a student?
Absolutely. And the other things that come along with that, and I find recently I've been seeing a lot of I think especially young adults struggling with that transition. You know, they get to university and it's a completely different ball game. Areas they've never seen, things they've never seen people engage in. It's just such so much freedom that they're sort of overwhelmed by it to a certain extent. And this idea of again, that 2 weeks of subjecting your child is, you know what, there are going to be areas of the city which are going to look really lively and, you know, entice you to a certain extent. Mm. Where are your boundaries? Mm. You know, what sort of friends do you want to be able to make? What kind of neighborhood can we put you in so that your actual peers that are influencing you are positive peers as opposed to negative peers? Because peer influence then completely takes over, that becomes their family system.
So you grew up here, Naima. The first time that you left to go and study, because I know you've studied in various places, what was that experience like for you and where did you go?
So I went to Canada. That was my first experience and it was really, really difficult. I can't even begin to explain how difficult it was. Just again, drowning is the only way to sort of describe it, you know. And that was one of the biggest things that I sort of regret, and I hope that all parents can perhaps take their children to choose their universities, because I hadn't seen some of these universities. I just, you know, I got into the ones that I wanted to get into and I chose them based on a picture, based on a program. But when you get there, it's a completely different ballgame. I came from a vibrant city with lots of people, you know, Dubai, to a village. The program was great. The school was fantastic, but I really found it difficult to adjust. And again, part of that is, acquiring that street smartness that I most certainly didn't have, but had to sort of grow it over time.
And it was a definite... it was definitely linked to the fact that you were an expatriate, was it? That
Absolutely.
You were coming from another country. It wasn't just about, because I mean, all young people go through a certain adjustment going from school and from living with their parents to then moving to a university in their own country.
Yeah.
But to actually do that and you're leaving a country into a whole new culture is another ballgame.
Yeah, that culture, living in a dorm, you know, who's ever done that before if you've always lived with your parents? It's so different. Food, everything just becomes so different. parent. So, yeah.
Talking about well-adjusted children and how we keep them well-adjusted as they grow and develop. When we come back, we're going to address a question here from Sheila. And, you know, Sheila, you're not alone. A very, very good point to make. She has a child that's changing class, a nursery in September, and she has some concerns about how she will adjust. We'll address all that and more in just a moment.